I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. A little something different. Brent's top five films shown at the Grandin in 2019, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Lighthouse, Jojo Rabbit, Avengers Endgame, and a newer one, Little Women. These movies are kind of all over the map, from a two guys stuck in a lighthouse in a black and white movie to the big budget all-star Avengers Endgame. What's the common thread here? What do you look for in a movie?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a good point. I really like the high, big tent popcorn features, and I like the little budget things, and it's all about, I think, writing and good characters.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, another Quentin Tarantino history twister. Jojo Rabbit, a comedy about Nazis during World War II with an imaginary Hitler. Some of Scarlett Johansson's best work. Those films did not have a big audience, though.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, but even the way you kind of gave that plot synopsis, I mean, that's an amazing achievement, right? To make something that's funny about set in the Hitler era. And the other thing, though, too, is it's really poignant. I mean, it manages to do both tragedy and comedy really, really well.
Yeah, Jojo Rabbit, I thought that might have a bigger audience. I thought it was really good. Scarlett Johansson, Rebel Wilson, Sam Rockwell. I guess you just never know.
It'll have a resurgence, I think, when it gets nominated for Oscars.
The Lighthouse, and I've heard people talking about this recently. Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. You really like that film.
Yeah, I made the mistake of taking my wife and son to it, and I think they're still a little bit mad at me about it. This film has a very, very small audience. It's extremely strange. It only has two characters. It's very surreal. It doesn't have much of a plot, but I love a movie where I have never seen an analog for it before. I mean, I was not prepared for what I was going to see, and the performances are amazing. I mean, two great actors sort of riffing off of each other, but like I said, I think my wife is now going to be a little bit suspicious whenever I pick a movie like that.
Overall, a good year for movies in 2019?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like you said from the offset, it was a year where I think there were a lot of different types of movies. Sometimes you get like all biopics that are tragic, right? But it was a really, really wide range of movies this year.